This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, June 6th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. Senior U.S. administration officials will meet with a Chinese delegation Monday in London for the next round of trade negotiations between Washington and Beijing, that according to President Trump today. The meeting comes after a phone call between Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping yesterday, which the U.S. president described as a very positive conversation as the two countries attempt to break an impasse over tariffs and global supplies of rare earth minerals. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, and U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer will represent the U.S. side of the trade talks. Market analysts today said reports of improving crop conditions in the U.S., the Black Sea, and China kept a lid on Board of Trade grain futures today. However, analysts also said news that President Trump's declaration that the U.S. and China would be meeting helped to support prices, but just under levels of resistance. Speaking of prices today, live cattle futures rose to a new record. Limited cattle supply met robust domestic and international demand. Futures were up 0.9% at 218.78 a pound, beating the previous record of 217. Cattle prices are up over 14% year to date. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins wrapped up her trade delegation to Italy this week. Rollins reinforced the Trump administration's expectations for improved agriculture market access to Italy and encouraged opportunities to expand the reach of the ag industry across the European Union. Rollins said, quote, "This trade delegation to Italy has been essential to ensure we're putting U.S. farmers first on the world stage and expanding market access for the bounty of American agriculture." A Japanese company halting construction on a $1.6 billion factory in South Carolina that to help make batteries for electric BMWs, putting policy and market uncertainty at the top of the page. While Automotive Energy Supply Corporation didn't specify what those problems are, South Carolina's Republican governor said the company's dealing with the potential loss of federal tax breaks for electric vehicle buyers and incentives for EV businesses, as well as tariff uncertainties from President Trump's administration. Governor Henry McMaster said, "What we're doing is urging caution, letting things play out because all of these changes are taking place." Black Sea grain consultancy Sov Econ this week says it's lifted its projections for the Ukraine agriculture output in 2025, raising the forecast for corn by 1.5 million metric tons to 28.3 million. The wheat outlook is now 22.6 million tons, up 900,000 from the previous forecast. Analysts there said favorable rains in May help replenish soil moisture in most regions, improving yield prospects. Sovicon increasing its outlook for grain exports out of Ukraine, projecting corn at 23.4 million tons, wheat at 17.1, and barley at 2.2. A week ago, the USDA delayed the release of its quarterly outlook for U.S. agriculture trade report, removing accompanying analysis as well. The outlook for U.S. agriculture trade projected fiscal year 25 exports at $170.5 billion. It's the same as February, down from FY24 by $3.9 billion. The report put imports at $220 billion, up $500 million from February, and $13.8 billion higher than 2024. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Sustainability is just what America's farmers and ranchers do. They're at the forefront of regenerative ag practices, leaving the land better than they found it. Learn more at fb.org/sustainability. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.